Okay, so yep, thanks for sharing that. What you have just shared is exactly what this section of the Arcana is talking about. So I'll just step back a bit first. The important thing is that in coming to the text, whatever your experience is, that is what is being provided for you. The issue is your expectations around it. Okay, so you have just expressed not getting a lot out of it in that process, but what you've just shared here right now is a submission. This is your experience of engaging with the text. So everything that comes up in that experience is what the Lord is offering you for your work. As difficult as that might be to see, it is actually the case, because one of the things we talk about in logopraxis is that through the text, what we are given in one sense is a contained experience. And in that contained experience, all the patterns will arise that arise whenever I get frustrated, no matter what the situation is. So the same self-talk will occur, the same feeling of perhaps inadequacy, whatever it happens to be, those are the things that are present in our life that the text is beginning to draw out so that you can see what it is you need to work with. So, you know, you can skip parts of it. It won't matter. Whatever the Lord wants to get a hold of in you, that's what he'll get hold of. So, you know, often we say to people in logopraxis, like, you might hit your task in the first statement. If that's where your task is, that's where you work. You don't necessarily have to read the whole thing. So what you're looking for as you engage with the text is what's reaching out to you from it, rather than trying to master what's there, because that will cause frustration, because no one can master what's here. But what we can do is become more sensitive to what's reaching out to us from it and begin to just use that for our work. And so we often talk about in logopraxis the fact, like, if you're not getting anything out of the text, what's going on inside, right? And you've shared what's been going on inside. And that's gold. You know, that helps everybody to hear what's happening. So if we're expressing in a genuine way our experience as sincerely as we can, that's what builds the life of the group as a whole. So that's the thing with logopraxis, right? It's about whatever comes up, it's under the Lord's auspices. It's under divine providence that's what's being offered. And so it takes a bit of a mind shift to begin to become focused on what's happening process-wise within us, as opposed to trying to master things structurally, which is all, you know, having the ducks in a row kind of idea. Because the process can be messy, but it's the willingness to bring that process out that allows it to then become ordered and become something meaningful and useful, not just for the person sharing, but for everyone in the group, because it provides insights into a direct experience. And that's what this is about. So coming back to the text itself. So in general terms, in the large picture here, it's about having first principles established as our mode of being from which we think and feel. The first principles of the word represented by Moses. So this is a state of relative immaturity where that development is concerned. So let's just take it in simple terms. Like, so you've been reading the text over the course of the 2-week period. There has been an accumulation of memory knowledges through that process. And then there's this looking for something to work with. And that is like Moses coming forth from within. So, you know, we have these principles that we apply, you know, remove person, place, time and space. And these are all these first principles of what it means to work with something spiritually. And through that, we're trying to lift the mind out of the literal meaning into something that has more relevance to our interior life. So the first thing that occurs is that there's a discerning as to what is serviceable and what's not. And this is Moses coming out and seeing the Egyptian. Like, so in terms of our process, that insight that comes from the Lord is able to discern what is false from what is true, or the Hebrew versus the Egyptian. And in seeing what is false is its destruction. That's the burying of it in the sand. So if you truly see something is false, you've separated from it. You know, you won't buy into it. So that's what's meant by it being slain. It's being cast back into the hells. And, you know, those things are easier for us to see than what comes up next. Because what happens next is the inability to be able to discern between the truths of the church. So there's this external and internal dimension that's going on here. And what that has to do with is the things of the word understood in terms of person, place, time, and space. So the appearances of truth are in conflict with genuine truths. So that's Hebrew against Hebrew. And so we try and bring first principles to that to try and sort it out. And so it could be our historical faith. That could be one example of it. So things from our historical faith that seem to be in opposition to the things that are coming out of my experience of truths working in my life. And I can't reconcile these things yet because those first principles are not established enough. But this is the process. The struggle with the text is the process by which those first principles are established. And we can't avoid the process. We can't avoid the frustration. We can't avoid the difficulties that it brings up for us because those things need clearing out of the way before we can see how things can be reconciled. So, as I said before, you know, the process is messy. And then you have Moses in the literal story trying to sort it out between these two companions. They're termed companions. And it's interesting just in that sense, like where there's the conflict, they are termed companions. But Moses going out to his brethren. So what is higher stands in a very different relationship to those things that seem to be on the same level. Anyway, what happens then is that there is this idea of fear arising. So any significant change in our state where that involves our sense of who we are will produce anxiety and fear. And it produces that because there are societies of spirits invested in how I am now and the way I think and feel now. But when the word breaks through and starts to expose those things, there's this anxiety that arises or this fear that arises. And that fear is a loss of my sense of self. And then that brings us back to the idea that, but your sense of self is an appearance, right? The problem is that we have too great an investment in who we think we are. And that has to be broken down. And that is what the word is doing in us. It's breaking down our reliance, security, and trust in ourself, and transferring that to trusting in the word. And when you begin to trust in the word, then what that entails is trusting in the process. It's being able to walk in the hells, you know, in our opprobrium, in the face of our opprobrium, knowing that, for example, the big truths that can help us there, the Lord is the word, the divine providence is over all things, the Lord manages every state. These are the big ideas that are able to sustain us when we are going through those difficult states. And of course, you know, we come through the other side of those and something new has been established. A new sense of self has been established through that process. So the text, we talk about it being psychoactive. And in other words, what that simply means is that as you engage with the text, the very thing you're reading about will start to unfold inside you. And that's what you've experienced. You have experienced the text, what it describes, unfolding in you. But it's difficult to see when we're in the midst of it because negative states blind us to what's going on. And there's this need to step back. And part of having a life group is about being able to bring those things to the group so the group as a container can hold it and some kind of clarity can be had around it, at least enough to sustain us so that we can move through the next phase.